A radical new program to target homelessness in Western Sydney is hoping to set up the first group of people in new homes within weeks. The 50 Lives, 50 Homes campaign has identified people who are most at risk of dying on the streets. The campaign is based on the belief that housing is the first priority for people to get their lives back on track. With more, here's Lindy Kerin.
It's a cold night in Western Sydney. On a dimly lit road in the industrial area of Huntingdale near Blacktown, sex workers are arriving for the night. Among them is Hannah.
I work on the street and you just give them your prices. They pull up, give them your prices. You come to some sort of agreement and you just hop in the car. If they want to see you, you drive off, you do whatever you have to do.
She's worked on the streets for 22 years and she says violence is part of the job.
I've been attacked with a handgun and a knife. I've got a big slash mark across my throat. Yeah, I think every girl that's worked out here has been attacked one stage or another. A really good friend of mine, she was 8.5 months pregnant, used to work out here, and she was murdered out here. She was shot out here.
For a large part of the time she's worked on the streets, Hannah has been homeless.
I live in a squat with another working girl. No doors, very cold. Sort of become accustomed to it. Like, at first we didn't sleep that well, obviously. One eye open.
In a recent survey of almost 150 homeless people in Western Sydney, Hannah was found to be one of the most at risk. The survey was part of the 50 Lives, 50 Homes Western Sydney campaign.
We were quite shocked to find people sleeping 5 kilometres inside the, you know, Blue Mountains National Park, in gullies, on the river, in tents on the top of the Blue Mountains in the middle of winter, in caves, in their cars, in squats, in parks.
That's Steph Brennan from Wentworth Community Housing, which covers the Penrith, Hawkesbury, Blue Mountains and Blacktown areas.
So we know that out of the 148 people we surveyed in May, the top 50 most vulnerable are the ones that we've got to get to first, because they're going to die on the street, they're going to die on the river, in the bush, because the research has shown they die 25 years earlier than people who aren't chronically homeless. We say give people a house so they can be stable, they can feel secure, and then do the work that they need to do and get the support they need to overcome the issues that had them become homeless for such a long time in the first place.
How long do you think it will take to reach that goal of 50 lives, 50 homes?
We're not in the middle of the city, so we have a lot less resources in Western Sydney, but we're reasonably hopeful that because of this immense goodwill and cooperation that we've had from government and from the community, that we will be able to house these 50 people, even though we have a housing shortage. As soon as we can. I mean, we're hoping that the top three, the three people ranked really highly vulnerable, will be housed very shortly, like in the next few weeks.
Steph Brennan says a similar program in Brisbane housed 50 people in about 12 months. And while she might be on the top of the list, Hannah isn't getting her hopes up.
Do you see yourself getting a house and living a different life?
That was my dream, yes, to have my own home. And now I just don't think about it because it's just too upsetting to think about it. It really is. All the things I've lost along the way, like I've had nowhere to put my belongings, and when I hide them, that somebody finds them and steals them. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on, you know. I would definitely go on the methadone program. I would change a lot of things that are bad in my life at the moment. It all comes down to you need somewhere to start off to do these things. Yeah, and a squat's not the place. It's just not.
Sex worker Hannah from Western Sydney speaking to AM's Lindy Kerin.